nothing draws me to want to go to the Bahamas or what. I mean, I would gain nothing. It satisfies me to see something on TV, or if I read a book, I don't have to be there. Because, I mean, I wouldn't have any more than I, if you want to combine the two, maybe I have more just being satisfied, seeing it and reading about it, than going there.
Yeah, because you have this and...
Yeah, I mean, it's great for people who like to travel. I don't have nothing against that.
Right.
I'm not one of them.
Right. Well, that's, if you can be happy with what you've got, that's the best thing you can do.
I can just go walk up there anytime I feel like it, or down there, or wherever. And I don't have to have a vehicle to get there.
Mm.
You know, I just, on your own. No dependence that way. But when I have to get to Gunnison or something, then Cindy here, she takes me. So I'm very happy to have her there after my sister passed away. I was hoping that it would happen that way. And she happened to be living here. It was like a meant to be, because she was everywhere. She never lived here except when she was little, when her mother and dad were here. And they moved to Gunnison, and she always wanted to come back to Crested Butte, but she went different places, from California to Las Vegas and wherever she'd been.
Oh, really?
And then just about 3 years before her, my sister died, her grandmother, she came here. And she said, you know, I'm going to see if I can get a job here. And she got this job, and then at a resort, one of those bed and breakfasts.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's at another retail. And she stayed those, and I said, Cindy, it's a blessing you got to know your grandmother better in your older years here, for those 3 years when she died. And she said she always wanted her house. She always wanted it.
Wow.
So we worked together. I did what I could to help her. And now, you know, she's left without a tenant. The payments are down on her mortgage to where she can manage it, you know, without a tenant.
Oh, wow.
So when she has a tenant, that's better. So she's there. A lot of work has to be done with it, but I said, it's a lifetime. You're here. And she's satisfied.
That's great, though. How perfect. Yeah. That worked out just perfect.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Wow.
God works in strange ways sometimes.
It's
like they say.
If I lived here, I don't think I'd want to leave either. It's so beautiful. I've never seen anything like it.
Are you a skier?
I've never skied before.
Oh, yeah, I'm not either. But I thought maybe you were, and that's what drew you here.
I just have a friend who lives here.
A friend who's here, so
and
I brought you here.
I came to visit her, and then I was working at this thing at school, and I told him, I said, oh, I'm going to Colorado. And the guy I was working with was like, well, why don't you do an interview in Crested Butte?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, okay, I'll see if I can try to find someone. And
when I worked for REA, people were my job. I just loved meeting people, coming and going. See, now that I'm retired, somebody else has that privilege, but I probably wouldn't know. I was going to ask you who your friend is. If I was working, I'd probably maybe know her.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm sure I don't know. Who is it?
Well, I know a couple different people. I know Les. He's a musician here. And then also a girl
Les
they call...
Troy?
Yeah. And then also I know they call her Lipstick.
Oh, yeah.
They call her...
Yeah.
And her friend Christian. And then this girl, Paige, she works for... Paige and Glenn, they work for Parks and Recreation. So they work outside. They moved from Georgia. They love it here.
That's the one you came.
Mm-hmm. That's who I came to visit. And then I met all these other people.
Yeah, I know the ones that you met, but I'm not.
She's only lived here for about 2 years.
Yeah, see, I've been retired 7 years already.
Yeah, she just got here.
I believe it.
Really?
Yeah, because see, when I was working, and they said, well, your retirement year is 94. Oh, it was way out there. I didn't even want to think about it. Never happened, you know. Here I am, 7 years retired. So
wow.
Time is mysterious, isn't it? I mean, it keeps going, and no matter what condition we're in or what we're doing,
and
it's
you,
going.
Right, and you can't keep a hold of it.
No.
You certainly.
So here I am, an old lady.
You're not.
Getting old.
Oh.